afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. If you want to impress people and have friends who like something quirky and unusual, talk to them about the zone of avoidance. This is not the distance between you and a fellow human being that is comfortable in a public space, nor is it the measure of how far you need to stand away from someone after eating a clove of garlic. No, the zone of avoidance is something mysterious, spooky, and cosmic. When we look up in the night sky in a darkish place, you can see the band of the Milky Way, our own galaxy, by the concentration of stars and dust. The galaxy is shaped like a huge, flat, oval-shaped lozenge with a bulge in the middle. So when you are looking into that grey ribbon in the sky, you are looking into the dense heart of the Milky Way towards its centre, and therefore you see more stars and dust and stuff. This material is so dense that you can't see behind it to what lies on the far side very easily. So how do we map the universe if there is this enormous obstruction called the Milky Way between us and what's behind it? The answer lies in using the right instruments. Most of the material we are struggling to look through is dust, and there are some instruments which can see through this dust more easily and aren't so badly affected by it. Researchers here in Cape Town have been working on this problem and now have discovered a supercluster of galaxies behind the veil of the Milky Way. This area is populated by galaxies, as you would expect, as the universe is, but some of what has been found can explain another peculiar term called the Great Attractor. The Great Attractor is a mysterious gravitational anomaly discovered in the 1970s and 80s, whereby universal expansion doesn't seem to conform to what would be expected. And we know that in this region called the Great Attractor, there are a few very, very large collections of galaxies we call superclusters, and our own Milky Way is moving towards them at more than 2 million kilometres per hour. Such huge galaxy concentrations attract matter through their immense gravity and shape the pattern of cosmic flows on enormous scales. The research identified several new structures that could help to explain this anomalous movement of the Milky Way, including three galaxy concentrations and two new clusters. University of Cape Town astronomer Professor René Kroon-Kortevaag said astronomers have been trying to map the galaxy distribution hidden behind the Milky Way for decades, and she said, "We've used a range of techniques, but only radio observations have really succeeded in allowing us to see through the thickest foreground layer of dust and stars." And now they have identified a new supercluster, which they've called the Vela supercluster, as it's behind the constellation called Vela. And they use several instruments to make their observations, including SALT in Sutherland, the Southern African Large Telescope, but it's radio astronomy observations which can really penetrate this zone of avoidance. And so there you have it. We have the zone of avoidance and the Great Attractor. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.